At a press briefing late Monday afternoon, Secretary General of the Zimbabwe Liberation War Veterans Association, Victor Matemadanda, said the main objective of the meeting would be the setting up of a military commission that would, among other issues, advise the ruling party and the ruling party's politburo and help protect the country's legacy. Matemadanda said this commission won't be unique only to Zimbabwe, as other countries such as Tanzania and China have similar institutions with similar roles. Mandichimene, chairperson of the other faction of the former Liberation War veterans, was not available for comment on whether they subscribe to the idea of the proposed military commission. Asked whether war veterans were coming up with the recommendation because the party had allegedly lost direction, Matemadanda said it was meant to strengthen it.
It has not lost the way, but it must be rejuvenated.
Independent political analyst Fortune Gwazi said the timing of the proposal was questionable, as the war veterans seem not to agree with the goings on in the ruling party.
By forming this joint commission, it's in a way of, you know, trying to close those loopholes or trying to direct this ship in another intended direction.
He, however, said the war veterans are likely to succeed in what they are looking for, taking into account that their patron, President Robert Mugabe, who threatened Mtsangwa for organizing an illegal war veterans meeting a week ago, has given in to most of their demands, including the formation of former fighters ministry.
Something that they have already, or if something that is not in tandem with the interest of the presidium itself, then that proposal may be shut down.
Media Center Director Ernest Muzengi said there was really no national cause for such a military commission, given that there was a full cabinet ministry to deal with their issues.
If this was a really needed commission, surely they should have talked about it long back.
Defense Minister and ZANU-PF Secretary for War Veterans Sidin Sekeramai is quoted in the state-controlled Herald newspaper as saying the meeting should be held in the spirit of unity and discipline. Experts say Sekeramai is simply reiterating Mr. Mugabe's recent speech following the disruption of an earlier meeting which was supposed to be held on February the 18th and his birthday speech in Mashingo at the weekend. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Ivan Chifera.